This episode of the Out of Bounds podcast is brought to you by Fisher Skis.
Hello. How's everybody doing? How's things going? How's your week been? How's your weekend been? This is episode number 62, I think, with Kelly Jones. Kelly and I talk about her company, No Sew Patches, how she got into it, the outdoor industry a bit. We kind of just have a pretty good conversation. I actually really enjoyed this one. And Kelly's a blast. She's really funny, and I think you kind of get that right from the beginning when I ask what No Sew Patches means. I really enjoyed this. I think this was like the third interview of the outdoor retailer series that we did, and it was excellent. The whole trip, I don't know how much I've talked about it so far, but the whole trip was really fun. I had never been to the summer show before. It's not really my type of, like, it's like backpacks and new colors of towels and, new straws and this kind of stuff. And some of it's really cool. I mean, genuinely. Couple of our sponsors were there. Namely, Drink Tanks was there. And they kind of showing off some of the stuff that they do. They have some cool shit out right now, especially, this isn't even an ad plug, but that little kegerator top that they have is pretty insane. So kind of keep an ear out for more of that, more details on that shit coming up. But it's out now, I mean, anyway, so it's not like it's a secret thing. You can go look it up on drinktanks.com, but it's something that everybody probably wants. But anyway, show was really cool. I love being in Denver. Well, that's not true. I don't love being in Denver. I love being in Colorado in general because it gives me... Denver's like close enough to everything that you can just kind of go and wander. You can kind of go wherever you want. But Denver as a city is... It's a real city. It is nice. Like the first couple days, I was like, why the fuck am I in Denver? Why? But it got better for sure as I started to get there. And I was like, all right, I'm spending more time away from the convention center. It's a lot nicer outside of that little block. In that block, it's kind of sad, man. Like, it's a big homeless population. It's just a lot of shit that's just really sad to see. But we won't dwell on that for right now. The show itself was awesome. It's great to see how many people go to these shows, even the summer one, which to me, again, I'm like, it's like, hey, what are we looking at? We're talking about new colors of bags and new shoe colors. And like, as far as I could tell, there's nothing like, when you go to the ski one, you're like, okay, this is so much new stuff. Like, there's just like too much information and it's just like an overload of info. I don't think that's the case there. But there are a ton of great people there, like Kelly from No Sew. They had a booth upstairs and they were just kind of pushing their product. And she has kind of gone out and announced a partnership with Arc'teryx for 10 of their stores. Which is awesome to hear, which is actually, like, I mentioned that, like, she was asking what brands I would like to see, and I mentioned Arc'teryx, like, it, of course, and she didn't say anything at the time, but it turns out that that's the brand that they're working with, they're working on a little deal with, and that's awesome to see. It's awesome to see that a brand also is looking to find a way to add longevity to their product. And I think if any brand would do that, it'd be a Patagonia or an Arc'teryx. Like, those brands are the kinds of brands that align themselves with that kind of product anyway. So this is episode number 62 with Kelly Jones. Before we jump into the episode, I would just like to thank a couple sponsors. There's a bird currently taking a bath in my gutter. Anyway, I would like to thank Sawatch Hemp for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Sawatch makes CBD product from CBD pet product for your dog or your cat. They also make a wide range of the tinctures, which are like the little drop CBDs at different strength levels. I've been using the 1500, and that's the one that I like. That's the black one. I also have the 300, which is cool too. I put that one in like coffee and, you know, stuff that's a little lighter. I also really like the soft gels. I've got the soft gels a few weeks back, and I've been taking them every day. It actually makes a big difference in how you feel, and I like them a lot. I know I've mentioned this before, the salves are my favorite, the rubs are my favorite. They help a ton, I think, with just swelling and inflammation. It's made a big difference for my knees and any joint issues that I've had, which I've had a few over the past, since I've been using it, I guess, the past 6 months or so. But without further ado, check out Sowatch Hemp at sowatch.co. You can use promo code OUTOFBOUNDS to save 15% off on your purchase. I highly, highly recommend at least trying some of the stuff and then going from there. If it's something you want to commit to, great. I know people that use that stuff like on the daily. And it's because it works. You know, it's not, there's a lot of this shit out there right now. Everybody and their mother either has a podcast or they have a CBD company at this point. So I think that this is a good one. It's one I would recommend, just like I would recommend people listen to this podcast. And that's another thing too. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes if you can. That helps us a ton. It just ranks the show higher. And we also, like, I know a lot of people have been like reaching out and like, oh, I listen on Spotify. I don't really like the Apple podcast thing. I don't really either. But if you support the show, I'd love to see those review numbers go up because we are getting a lot more listens than that number shows. Mostly on Spotify, which is awesome. I'm totally fine with it. It doesn't matter, but it's also like I have to track that differently than we would on the regular, than like on our regular platform. So yeah, leave a review if you can. Tell a friend about the show. Share it on social media. All those things help a ton. I just want to keep doing this as long as people want us to keep doing it. So without further ado, here is episode number 62 with Kelly Jones from No So Patches. All right, so. Who are you? What do you do? We'll start, like, I'm going to just kind of throw you to the wolves here. So what, who are you?
Oh. My name is Kelly Jones and I'm the founder and CEO of No So Patches.
Okay. What's No So Patches? What do you guys do?
No sewing necessary. No So Patches are the do-it-yourself repair patches for your outdoor gear. So you can repair tents, sleeping bags, backpacks, puffy jackets, anything that snags, rips, or tears.
That's awesome. How does it work?
So you just, it's just like a sticker. You crack and peel the release liner on the back.
Okay.
And you stick it on, set it out in the sunshine for like 5-10 minutes, and that'll activate the technology and it becomes a permanent patch. You can also use a hair dryer.
No shit.
Yeah.
How'd you get into doing, I'm assuming this wasn't like your dream as a little girl was like to make patch. I mean, maybe it was, and that's why it's going well. I mean, but you tell me, I mean, how'd you get into this?
Well, I live in Jackson, Wyoming. Okay. And everyone out there repairs their gear with duct tape.
Okay.
And that's I never understood that because you have a fabric garment and I didn't want to put tape on my fabric garment. Anyways, I was hunting in the backcountry and I hopped a barbed wire fence and I didn't want to send the jacket back. I got a really big tear on the sleeve to the warranty and repair department. So I came up with the formula in my garage, messed around with a lot of adhesives and fabrics, and found something that worked.
Huh. So, yeah, I guess we were kind of talking about that before. Like, it's people don't really want to send their gear back most of the time. Or, like, and in addition to that, it's you are kind of adding to the carbon footprint of the garment in itself, like just by doing that.
Totally. Yeah. So, and if like you're going on an adventure or like I was in hunting season, if I would have waited that 3-4 weeks, you know, I just didn't have the time. So
yeah, I think that's part of it that people forget too, is like you're sending it back. Like it's a week there, a week back. Best case scenario, if they did it the day they got it, you're getting it back in 2 weeks, you know, it's like, it's a project. So, so how's it been? How's business? What's,
super awesome. We're in our third year.
Okay.
The first year we launched on Indiegogo. Okay. And we raised $15,000 in the first month. And then we used that money to go into production to create our first like signature line of patches. And now in our third year, we launched our custom program last year. And now we can pretty much print any logo, artwork, design. But yeah, so it's
I saw some of your face and your coworker's face a little while ago.
Diva,
yeah,
yeah, really? Yeah.
Yes. Those are awesome. So is it that easy? Like you guys just can take anything and?
Yep, we just take it and
So you do a good amount of custom business then, I guess?
That's like our main jam.
Really?
Yep. So everyone, that's awesome. Like, I mean, I worked so hard to get these patches to market. I was like, with all the fun shapes, like the fish and the bull skull. And then I get to our first OR, and everyone's like, do you do custom?
Yeah.
I'm like, look how hard I worked back here.
Look at these awesome designs.
Like, look at all these designs. Right. So, yeah. And then it took me a year to, like, we started silk screening on the fabric, and that wasn't, like, really holding up in the wash machine and dryer. So then we started dye subbing on the fabric. And so that's been the best moves, because we can print up to 1,300 Pantone colors.
Really?
Yeah. So we can color match. And
it's got to be more expensive, obviously, to do it that way than just, like,
we just have a general price right now.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So it's easy. Like, it's just
easy. We're keeping it simple.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be one of the things that probably helps, is just having custom stuff, especially if you're talking about bigger brands earlier. Like, that's kind of what companies want to do, right? Like, they want a usable brand marketing tool.
Yeah.
And I think you're seeing more and more of that. Like, especially here, like, I noticed at the winter show, you saw a lot less of, like, here's a koozie, here's a, like, some bullshit that people just give out just to give out, because that's what it was for so many years. And now you're starting to see, like, actual functional things that they're like,
yeah, purposeful,
yeah,
swag,
yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, useful stuff. And that's, I think, that's the best kind of swag, because you can actually use, like, everybody has 7,000 hats, like, we don't need another hat, but a patch kit.
I love that.
It's a patch kit. Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's awesome. So how did you get into the industry in general? Like, what's, did you have a background in it? Did you, what were you doing before this hunting trip?
Oh, well, I'm an accountant.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't know, like, what I was doing, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm perfectly honest, I hired a marketing firm and PR firm to help me in the beginning.
No shit.
To get into the industry, yeah. And that, I know, that was a really good move, because I had a really good product.
Yeah.
And I needed to take it to market, and they kind of showed me the way.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm learning. I mean, I'm sitting here dressed as Dr. No-So.
I love it. That's awesome. And that's one of the things, too, is, like, you're really good at marketing yourself as part of this brand. And that's, like, that's a thing you don't see very often with brands that are, like, brands don't do it enough, I guess. You know, they're, like, it's not personal. So it's really cool to see. I mean, even, like, with the Kylie Jenner lip kit thing that you do on every story
that's my favorite.
It's hilarious. Kylie, I thought that's what you actually, I thought you really were, like, wearing every day. Like, I did not think it was, I didn't
wear makeup every day. I mean, can you imagine?
That's what I thought was going on.
It must take, like, 30, I mean, I don't even know, 30 minutes, an hour to put a...
You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea. Yeah. I've literally not a clue.
I'm a Tom girl.
Yeah.
Boy. Tom girl? Tom, I don't even know what that's called.
Tom girl, Tom boy.
Tom cat?
Would you, so if you're a boy and you're a Tom boy, would you be a Tom girl and then a Tom girl is a Tom boy?
Like, I think so. I don't even know. I'm so confused. My mom was like, you're not allowed to wear makeup. And I'm like, okay, but.
And that's how it went.
Yeah, that's how it went, but.
It makes sense, I guess. I mean,
the Kylie Jenner filter, who needs makeup now?
It's true. It's really good. I'm dead serious. Like, I thought that was actually, like, legitimately you. So I was like looking
sometimes
for someone.
Sometimes I have,
like,
when
really
the boys come over to the booth, I like put the blue lipstick on.
Really?
And I was like, hey boys, get over here.
That's awesome. So how have you kind of progressed the marketing of your brand as it's grown? Like, what do you still do the same stuff as when you were, like, a very small brand? Like, what do you do?
Oh, so yeah. At first it was like the do it yourself patch kit, right?
Yeah.
Like DIYers, you know. They were our first, like, our early adopters.
Okay.
And now, like, I mean, I've always known, like, what my North Star is. Like, I want to convert manufacturers' fabric into repair kits that they can bundle with their gear.
Okay.
But to get to that, I needed to prove that people wanted this product.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got our, like, community, our happy patchers is what we call them.
Yeah.
They're like our ambassadors, and they,
yeah,
you know, love the product. We have, like, a patch club, and people, like, you know, every time we come out with a new design, people will, you know, we only have, like, 150 limited edition releases of certain designs, and those will sell out on the website. But now, you know, we say small patch, big impact, because we do want to leave a big impact on the planet, and we're saving the planet one patch at a time. So we're pretty much saying the same things in a different, like, way.
Yeah, just trying to reach more
people. Just bigger, yeah, the bigger audience, yeah.
Huh.
Because I'm a dirtbag, so I was trying to like reach out to like all the skiers and snowboarders, and you know, I mean, I dirt bike and I hike, and so I was just trying to solve their problems. Like, you know, you fall in love with your gear.
Yeah.
And I know, like, when I go into the backcountry when it's 19 degrees, what jacket I'm taking. When it's 22 degrees, I know what jacket. You know, like, I have a quiver, my gear quiver, and I don't like to buy new.
Yeah. I don't, and honestly, like, if I didn't work in this industry and, like, people, like, want you to try stuff and this and that, I would never buy a new piece of gear ever. You know, I mean, buy is a loose term anyway. Like, I would never get a new piece of gear ever. Yeah.
What's your favorite piece of gear?
So I really like, Arc'teryx is probably my favorite outerwear company. I guess I shouldn't say that because I'm like kind of limiting who we can have on as sponsors from this point on now. but I really like Arc'teryx stuff. I think it's good. It lasts a long time. And that's like, it's a piece that you buy and you feel okay repairing, to your point.
Right.
There's other stuff that you buy and you're like, this is kind of like when it's done, it's done. Like it's beat up. But I kind of like the initiative that Arc'teryx takes in making a higher end product. Like they take really a high level of attention to detail. So you don't need stuff as much, but when you need to repair it, it's worth it.
Right.
So that's kind of that. I mean, Patagonia stuff is great, obviously, and they do that worn wear thing. So that's their own deal. So I guess that's part of my question is like, what are you want to get into these bigger brands. Are you worried about them not wanting to send your product with them because it will then the customer won't buy as much? Like, I think it's a dumb mindset to have, but
no, I'm not worried at all. Okay. They have to.
They have to.
I mean,
why do they have to?
Because the future of the planet. I mean, like,
I agree.
You have to extend the lifespan of every, like, we're all consumers, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I don't buy every season.
Yeah.
And I don't think that should be commonplace, right? So, and no. They know that. Like, the outdoor industry's pretty, like, forward thinking and.
I think if any industry is, it's this one, right. You know, but it is definitely like, and I've heard some brands say it. That's kind of why, like in sales meetings, like, you know, I'm sitting in like in a national sales meeting or whatever. And they're like, you know, we need to get people to buy again. Like we need to like, cause the customer base is limited. So if they're sending this thing that now fixes these products that they have, it's like, I don't know. I like, but I guess that doesn't really matter for a brand like you guys because your mindset is actually like helping. And if they're not willing to help, then it's not the right brand to work with anyway,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
So that probably makes sense. That was one of the things I was kind of thinking in my head. I was like, this is a fucking good product. Like, it's I actually really like it. Like genuinely. Like, I see it on like Veronica Paulson, somebody we follow on Instagram, and she's like, got it on all her stuff. And I'm like, this seems like it works really fucking good. Like,
yeah, she's rad. Did you see her backflip into Corbett's?
Yeah, ridiculous. She's so rad. She sends it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's insane. So you spend most of your time in Jackson. You still live there?
Yeah, I've lived there for 18 years.
That's awesome.
So I moved there a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, do you feel homey? Like, Jackson's one of those places that's like, kind of have to be like homey, I think, to like, to be part of the crew, you know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm a little bit of a weirdo.
Everyone in Jackson's a little bit of a weirdo, I think.
We're all a little bit eccentric. So, I don't know. It's just, I love that community. They're just super supportive. Yeah. And I've been there since 2001 or two.
That's awesome.
But yeah.
Cool. What do you like about being in Jackson? Like, why do you stay there?
The mountains.
Yeah.
Yep. You can get lost in them. And
yeah. There's a lot. I'm sure there's plenty of activities to do.
Yeah.
And you hunt yourself, you said?
I hunt, yep.
Okay. That's awesome.
Dirt bike. Yeah, I've learned how to do a lot of it out there.
Do you ski?
I do. I ski.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been skiing?
Since 2005.
Okay, cool. Yep. That's awesome.
I was a D1 swimmer, like a Division I swimmer.
That's awesome.
So I always am like, wow, if I can swim, like that's a really hard sport. I can do anything. So I have that like a PMA, positive mental attitude. I'm going to do this. Yeah, it was hard in the beginning.
Yeah.
I tried snowboarding, but I had too many bruises.
It's hard to learn later in life.
Do you know how to snowboard and ski or just?
I know how to snowboard. I'm not good at snowboarding. Like I can definitely get down fairly well, but like even at a younger age, I was like, I'm already good at skiing. I don't need to be like.
You grew up skiing?
Yeah, since I was a little kid. Yeah, since I was like
lucky.
Two.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, that's like my parents own the ski shop that I work at. Like that's always been the family business. So like, it's actually, people always say like, you're lucky, but like, I almost don't even look at, I'm glad that I got to be in this industry and I'm glad that I ended up liking it. But when I was like age 5 to like 15, I was like, whatever. Like, it's like skiing is like homework almost. Like, it was like that kind of like, cause that's work. You associate right. ski with work. And now it's like, since I hit like 15 or whatever, I was like, I want to do this every day. Like, this I don't know so what cool. happened. This is the best. Yeah. You get to have fun every day. Like, it's, there's no negatives. It's like not even really, it's a workout, but it's not really a workout. You know, it's like not, you're not running. So, right. and that's, yeah. Yeah. That's a total.
What was the gear like back then? Like, did you wear like Arizona Jean Company? Like,
no. All like, it was definitely like a lot of Spider. Like, Spider was cool then, you know, Spider, like yeah. it's, I don't think Spider's cool. Well,
oh, they're know. Like, they moved more into the, like the snowmobile.
No, or they still like, do ski. See, that's the thing just, is they don't yeah. know what they, I don't yeah, think they even the know place. What they do. Yeah. They like, they just like, yeah, that's a weird, it's a weird company, I think. And they're stuck kind of in like that rental dad jacket. Like that's what they make. They, yeah. So that's like, that's their
that is
go-to.
Their jacket,
and
yeah.
now everybody's like trying to make cool products, like, you know, shells for the backcountry and stuff like that. Like, and they're trying to get into that category, but it's not a thing, I guess. Anyway,
tangent.
every like, single time this happens.
Yeah, tangent yeah. masters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what do you guys have going on next? What's the next step for you guys?
We're working with a really big company right now in the okay. outdoor industry. I can't tell you who because I'm under an NDA.
Okay.
But we're converting their fabric.
That's awesome.
And yeah, that's going to be huge.
What does that mean, converting the fabric?
So we take their fabric and then we convert it into patches that they can okay. kit with their gear.
Okay.
And so, you know, whatever, like, you know, whatever fabrics they send us, this is a company that has a soft shell and a down insulated fabric, like for puffy jackets.
Okay.
And yeah, so sometimes when a company has interest in a no-sew patch, they'll ask, hey, can you test our fabrics for us? So we'll do this testing process where we convert all of the fabric just to make sure it sticks.
Yeah.
And then we'll do like a kill cycle and, you know, see how long it'll last. We're up to 50 washes and dries now, which outlasts everyone in the market.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's going to be our biggest collaboration. Hopefully it'll happen by next fall.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know what brand it is, obviously, because it's so, NDA,
it's
but
be
yeah,
so
it's good.
So fun. I mean, it's been like, I've been working out for 18 months.
So how do you manage the growth then next? Like that's always the next step kind
of, you know, our word of the year, we choose a word every year, scale. So, I mean, that's like the, every business has that in the back of their mind. How are you going to scale?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm diversifying my supply chain and yeah, hopefully
figure out a way to,
we can keep manufacturing in the US.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys do everything in the US. I didn't want to like ask that and then you'd be like, we make it all in China and then why'd you throw me under the bus?
Some of these bigger companies too are like, we manufacture in Vietnam and China. And so do you have a setup over there yet?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, not yet, but
yeah.
I probably should.
Yeah.
If I want the patches to be bundled on their gear.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, in some ways, because we're manufacturing in the States, it's like a reverse supply chain. Like people that manufacture in Asia have to send their fabric to us and then we have to send it back to Asia to get kitted.
Yeah. So it's almost, it would almost be more eco-friendly to have something there for them. Yeah.
I think so.
I think that makes sense. That's actually,
it's the smallest thing ever. It's like a tiny little patch. So
yeah.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. I'm like, well, I can actually get on a plane and fly to China myself with the big suitcase.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know? I don't know how much time you want to spend in China. I haven't been, but I've heard it's
been.
Not very fun.
No.
I've heard pretty awful things, but I don't know anything. So again, this is one of those things that I'll probably get a million emails about and I'll be like, you're an idiot. Like, it's great. China's awesome.
Yeah, we know nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like I usually preface that. Like, it's like, this is not an educational seminar. This is just like, it's good to listen to when you're trying to learn something about a company or whatever. But that's really all it's good for.
Yeah.
So, or mild entertainment.
You're doing good.
Yeah, I'm trying really hard. That's such a crazy thing. Like the scaling thing is a is a thing that I always like kind of like worry about too early, I think, is like what are we going to do when this happens or this happens? And it's like that, I guess it's just, you got to kind of just play it by ear.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's just like having a business is just solving problems. And
yeah,
you know, I'm really good at math.
Are you?
I love problems.
Yeah. I guess you wouldn't do that if you were like bad. Well, who knows?
Right.
Probably could.
So yeah, I mean, every day it's like, oh, there's another problem. You just solve it and keep moving.
Yeah.
And as long as you can do that, yeah.
Huh.
It's hard to pre-plan for scale, right? Like you can't be like, oh, I'm going to get this purchase order and it's going to look like this. It's like,
yeah, that's the thing that I do all the time. It's like, yeah, this is gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge. I know it is. I for sure know it's gonna be. And then like it won't be whatever it is. And then I'll be like, maybe I should have thought about that beforehand, you know, like maybe we should have been like realistic with our goals. But I think that's an important thing. You're really good on social media. So
thank you.
Like, how have you used that to promote your brand? I mean, I talk about it probably too much on this show, like social media and all that stuff. And people are probably going to get sick of me pretty soon because I'm doing it. But I think it's important because you do a really good job and it's you on the social media a lot of the time.
No, I love the stories.
Yeah.
I see. Well, so I want to be a stand-up comedian one day, so it's like my...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
I can't
awesome.
Tell any of my jokes because they're all really dirty.
Holy shit.
There's like stand-up in Denver. I want to like...
You have
to have 2 minutes, though, and I think I have like, I don't know.
You could slow it down. I don't know how many jokes you have, but if you have one joke, maybe not 2 minutes.
One day. Yeah. No. no, but on this, like on the stories, like, you know, you want people to like know you, trust you and like you. And
yeah.
With a new product, it was like, you know, everyone wanted to see how do you do this?
Yeah.
Right. So I would get on there and just like show them how to use it and like show them how thin it was and how it was like fabric and how it was different from tape. And, I don't know. When I go on Instagram, I always get orders. We get a lot of custom orders through Instagram.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just try to engage our audience and ask them questions. And sometimes like even if we're designing a new patch, like it'll be like five different colorways. I'll ask our community, like, what color should we do? You know, and like do a poll.
Yeah.
But it's just fun. I don't know, you know,
people like the opportunity to be involved.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love Instagram. I'm not so much on... Are you on Facebook? I don't know.
Yeah, not like... I don't know how to use Facebook anymore.
I don't...
I think it's just everybody's parents on Facebook that just, like, talk about politics and go in, like, community chats about when the garbage is getting taken out. Like, that's all I see on...
Well, and it's like a report card, too. They, like, score you. They're like, you're at 87%. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's like, this is awful.
But I'm like, that's kind of like a high B. So I'm, like, still doing good on Facebook.
That's pretty good, right? Yeah, you could be way worse. Like,
I, like, hardly ever go on, and then you're like, oh, you have 96 new things or messages or Netflix likes.
And I'm half, like, of them are like, you may like... this,
I know.
Or like, yeah.
I don't even understand it. So.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
So what else do you use? Anything else other than Instagram? Is that like the main?
Instagram is the main channel. Then we have like our newsletter.
Yeah.
MailChimp.
That's cool. Do people still like engage with that? Like, are people opening it still? That's like a thing that I'm like.
Yeah, we have like a 28% open rate.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
again,
I don't know what I'm doing. So
yeah,
just like throwing darts. Hey, do you like
that's
this?
Kind of what. Yeah.
Hey, do you like that?
Yeah. That's what you should do, though. I think that's really important. Like, you kind of have to, like, just try shit. Like, especially, like, when you're newer at it. Like, I mean, 3 years is, like, it's wild, but it's not, like, forever. So it's, you got to just try shit and see what works.
Yeah. What works for you the best? Like, what's your channel?
I don't fucking know.
You don't?
Because, like, honestly, we get a lot of random downloads, like, from weird places. Like, Australia is actually pretty big for us. Like, Canada's big. And I don't know where people find the show, but we've like come up in the suggesteds a lot for other shows, like other bigger shows from other industries for some reason.
On iTunes.
On iTunes, yeah. So like when you're like, you may like this. So like then people stick around from that. Instagram's really good. Our engagement percentage on Instagram is really good. Like I'm happy with that and I like it. It's almost like too hands-on sometimes though. Like people are like, you should have this guy on and this guy on and this guy. And because it's me answering it 99% of the time, they're like, it's like, I almost wish I had, like, I tweeted the other day that I was like, we should have, like, you know how AIM used to have away messages where, like, you would send a message and be like, Adam is away from AIM right now. Like, that's what you need for social media. Like, that would be, because it's, like, on my phone all the time and it's, like, all day. It's, like, dang, like, I didn't like what you said about this or I like what you said about this or this guy was awesome. And so it's cool for that aspect of it. And, but beyond that, I don't know. It's, like, every time we have someone on, they share it. Somebody new, even if we get one new person that listens out of it.
Yeah, that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah, yeah. As long as people like it, I don't care. Like I said, I'm not doing it for me. I don't feel like I need to say anything. So it's like if people want to be on and have the conversation, people want to listen, I think it's good.
That's awesome.
But as far as the channels go, yeah, I think it's Instagram's where most like newer, like brands that in the last 5 years that seem to be doing really well, that's where it seems to be living.
There's something off on Instagram right now. Can you tell?
Yeah. That's just me. Yeah, where your engagement's like nothing, like yeah, compared to what it used to be.
Sometimes we get like, you know, I don't know, 18 comments
yeah.
or, you know,
yeah.
32 comments or, you know, I don't know, 250 likes or I don't, but now it's like,
you get like 80 on a yeah. post that you normally would get 300 on.
It.
It's not yeah. the quality of your content. So I was talking with Chris Bivona, who does Ski Town All-Stars, which is a hat company.
Yeah.
And he was like, what it's kind of trending towards is like, you're having to pay for your engagement almost. So like you're almost have to like put $5 on every post to like get your own audience to see, you know, cause it's like,
I didn't know that
you have like a few thousand followers and you're like 30 of them are seeing it, you know, cause you can on the little business tab, you can see how many people are engaging
on the back. Yeah. see like the view insights. Yeah.
Yeah. So totally. Those are really,
okay.
really important. And like the times,
everything was organic up until now. I'm like, oh,
the last like few months, it's been really weird. And even like a month ago, it was like, if you post, so like for the East Coast, 5 PM was like the time you post at 5 PM weekdays, you'll get the best engagement of the day. That's kind of like hacking the algorithm a little bit. Like, you right. know when you'll get the engagement.
Right.
Now it's like, it doesn't fucking matter if you post at 5, you post at 1 a.m., you post at whatever. It's like...
Dude, I post at 10 o'clock at night because I'm always like sitting there with my boyfriend. He's watching this weird like alien movie and I'm like, I don't want to watch that. So I'm over here like gramming, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to come up with this really cool like...
Yeah.
post right now while you're watching, I don't even... Walking Dead.
Yeah, something. Right. I don't know if that's aliens, but yeah, it's something.
Is that aliens? No, that's like
that's zombies or something. Oh, yeah. I don't watch it. But
and then Lost. I'm like, golly.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, there's too much
terrible.
Bullshit on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you, baby. Definitely not your.
Yeah. they're definitely TV stretching. Selections. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's really weird. I wish they weren't doing that because Instagram was kind of the one that you'd go to. It's like real engagement. There's no extra bullshit. It's just like, but the ads have kind of like changed what you're seeing in your, like every three posts is an ad now. Sometimes four, it depends on how many people you follow, but it's really weird. Like, I don't know what they're, it's probably going to end up being a thing.
Personally, I'm like, whatevs.
Whatever, you don't like it, you don't. Well, it's not just that they're not seeing it. That's the, because like now when you go to the ads, you can see that there's a thing where you can promote to your own followers.
Oh,
so like just people that follow you and it's like people are fucking following you already. Like they follow you. That should be, that's the whole point. Like,
right. They already like invested in us. They want to
see
this.
So most of those people, unless they went to your page, they wouldn't see your post.
That makes sense.
It's so weird. But I've noticed that too, but I don't know. It'll probably just end up changing and then it'll be like a different medium that people go to.
Well, because I was like, do they want more video? Like, but I'm not like,
Instagram
I don't
TV
really,
thing.
The IGTV, it's like, nobody even watches that yet.
No.
It's like a cool feature.
I haven't used it once.
Really?
No, not one single time.
We could even do it right now.
Yeah, we totally could. Yeah. I don't know how, like, yeah, exactly. But that's the thing is like, I don't see people engaging on other pages with it so much. And that's, I don't watch it. It's just too much of it. It's like, it's a lot of content. They're kind of trying to mix YouTube and that. And it's like, I don't know.
Right.
There's different mediums for purpose kind of.
Yeah, and do you do the stories?
I do our stories. Yeah. Yeah, that I do that. All the time. Yeah. Those are great. Like those help. Those are actually probably the best way to get like, cuz people see that more than they see your posts. And you can actually get a tally of how many people are seeing it. So
yeah, I like that.
I like that too.
Do you have any like Instagram stalkers?
Oh yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, some weird
it's
ones.
It's really fun.
It's
I'm
really,
like, "Whoa."
You like
Whoa.
It?
Well, I'm just like, but because they think that you're like this way every minute of your life, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, no, dude.
You're not this way every day.
Oh, I have bath time, you know? I get my zen on sometimes, but yeah, and then they come up to you at like a farmer's market and you're like, oh.
I've gotten that
you're
a few
I'm
times.
I'm like squeezing a tomato and they're like, are you no so? And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, yeah. You're, like, are, you at a are you at a bounds podcast guy? I got that like a dozen times and it's like.
I'm like, hello, yes, I am no so. My name is Kelly. Oh.
It's really weird. Yeah, because people don't know how, because it's not your, it's your page, but it's not you, you know,
right.
It's not the Kelly Jones Instagram page, it's No So Patches. So right. They know, they don't even, most of the companies that like hit us up to collaborate or whatever, don't know who I am. So they're like, they'll text me or call me and be, I had someone today was just like, hey, this is whoever, who are you again? You know, what's your name again? Like, it's like, are you out of bounds guy? So that's just kind of how it goes. It's really, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's a very weird, weird time for marketing, I guess. But, so what do you guys do with the show? Like, why do you guys come to Outdoor Retailer? Like, I kind of try to talk a little bit about the show since we're here.
So we have three channels. We have, you know, the custom, we have the direct to consumer, and we have our specialty retailer wholesale channel. So we come here to meet up with all of our specialty retailers and hopefully get new ones.
Yep.
But yeah.
And that's kind of, is it?
And then we engage with, like, I have a lot of friends that come here, and so I like to hang out with them. And
is it worth it for you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We get like a tiny little booth.
Yeah.
And, you know,
because it's not cheap to be here. Like, it's not like it's not for what it is. It's probably worthwhile, I guess.
Yeah. Every time. I mean, maybe some people, like some of my girlfriends that have businesses in the industry, just walk the show, and I'm like, maybe I should do that next time. But I don't know. It's nice because we always are coming out with new product, so we can just like pepper the place with patches. I can go like talk to some of our bigger partners like Deuter and Big Agnes and just like see them. And
yeah,
you know, I live in the middle of nowhere, so
So it's a good opportunity. That's really cool. Yeah, I'm always curious to know, like, because there's some brands that it's definitely not, like, it doesn't, I think it depends on what you do.
Right.
But I think for the size of the product that you guys have, do you sell product here or do you just,
no,
like,
I'm like, just promote? Yeah, I'm just promoting. It. Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm just, and we're still trying to get bigger brands. Like, you know, I want North Face. I want,
Like, all the big ones. Yeah.
Yeah, I want all the big ones. I mean, we're trying to change the industry from the top down. So,
Which I think is, that's a great goal. Like, I mean, it's, that's about as good as it can get, right? Like,
it'll happen. It has to.
It has to. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. So you do the direct to consumer thing. You do the retail thing. Like, you do all channels. Do you guys sell on your own website?
We do.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. How has that, like, are you happy with all those channels? Is there one that you're like, I want to get rid of you like tomorrow? Or do you just like working all angles?
Well, so we have, you know, we have distribution now. So some of our, like, a lot of the wholesale stuff I don't deal with. Either my sales reps do or the distributor does.
Okay.
So we have distribution in Argentina.
Awesome.
Chile, Australia.
Holy shit.
Sweden, Canada, and the U.S. So that's...
Okay.
And then there's one person in Germany now. I'm learning about Germany. It's like there's like regions. Like, and there's...
Yeah.
Even though it's like such a small country, they have like their little regions.
Yeah.
You know, so... but yeah, that one's pretty much taken care of by... you know, people in the industry that have all the connections. And then the direct-to-consumer is just, you know, there for new product. We do all of our new releases there.
Okay.
And then custom is kind of what I love
because
I get to work one-on-one with people.
Yeah. And you're still doing that. Like, you're still the one, like, so if I needed one.
If you're, like, emailing custom at nosopatches.com, it'll go into Freshdesk and my assistant will either forward it to me or one of our sales reps. But yeah, I love the custom orders.
That's awesome. That's great that you're still like involved at that level. Like, it's, I think that's,
I love it.
Like being hands-on.
Well, cause you get to like help them decide the shape and the color and the cut and.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So where can people find you on social media? Where can people find you online? And this is like your soapbox. So like pitch away here for.
We're at Noso Patches, NOSO Patches on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And then you can shop at nosopatches.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you for doing this.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Anytime.
Yeah, you rock. Okay.
All right, that was 62 with Kelly Jones from Noso Patches. I hope everybody enjoyed the episode. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's mostly Kelly, like, and some of the things that Kelly does, like talking into the screen, like with little like Kylie Jenner lip kit. Like, it's they're awesome. Like, I mean, seriously, it's like super funny. It's really good content, and she's just a great person, I think. And it's worth giving those guys a follow. And check out some of the product that they make. So if you have a snag that needs repairing on your jacket, on your pants, whatever, on your bag, hit them up. It's just nosopatches.com. And thanks again to Kelly and the Noso crew for doing this episode of the show. Again, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes if you can. And we'll talk to you guys in a couple days with episode 63, which I think is going to be the OZ skier, Dave Amaral. But we'll see. Thanks, guys, and talk to you soon. Bye.